Finance and Economics. Buttonwood. Let them trade bonds. The world's most important financial market is not fit for purpose.
Everyone wants to trade treasuries. Big banks hold them for liquidity management, pension funds own them for long-term yields, hedge funds use them to bet on the economy, individual savings are stored in them, and central banks use them to manage foreign exchange reserves. The market for treasuries most of the time is deep and liquid. Some $640 billion of government bonds change hands each day at prices that become the benchmark risk-free rate by which all financial instruments are valued and lending rates set. So why do they sometimes not change hands? Several times in the recent past, the market has broken down. In 2014, a flash rally led to wild swings in prices for no clear reason. In 2019, rates spiked in the repo market, in which treasuries can be swapped for cash overnight. In March 2020, extreme illiquidity led yields to spike, even though in times of panic they usually fall as investors rush to safe assets. Now issues are cropping up again. Measures of volatility have jumped to levels last seen in 2020, and bid-ask spreads are widening. The problem stems from the fact that the treasury market has doubled in size over the past decade, even as its infrastructure has shrunk. Trading is carried out by primary dealers, designated institutions, which are mostly big banks, and regulatory requirements now constrain them. The leverage ratio, which limits the value of assets banks can hold relative to their capital, does not care whether the asset is super safe treasuries or subprime mortgage debt. Thus, when a client calls asking to sell a bond, banks must find a client who wants to buy it rather than holding it as inventory for when another client calls. In times of stress, this system gets overwhelmed.